Interior Minister Jean-François Ndongo told French state radio that two people killed overnight in the city of Port-Gentil were looters shot by a homeowner. Rioters in Port-Gentil burned the French consulate and looted nearby shops Thursday, following the announcement that former Defense Minister Ali Ben Bongo won last Sunday's presidential election. That violence brought an overnight curfew to Port-Gentil, which was repeated Friday and will continue, Ndongo says, as long as necessary if calm does not prevail. Prisoners in Port-Gentil were broken out of jail, and demonstrators attacked facilities of the French oil firm Total. Expatriate staff and their families have now been evacuated to the capital, Libreville, where Total says they will remain until it's safe to return to Port-Gentil. The French Foreign Ministry says French nationals elsewhere in Gabon should stay in their homes. Opposition demonstrators are targeting French concerns because of the long relationship between French leaders and the 42-year rule of Gabonese President Omar Bongo. His death in June raised expectations of change in Gabon. The election of his son, in a vote that opposition candidates say was unfair, has renewed allegations that Paris backed Ali Ben Bongo's candidacy. The French Foreign Ministry says it was not involved in the campaign. It says Sunday's vote took place under acceptable conditions, and losing candidates who want to contest the result should do so in Gabon's constitutional court. Opposition leaders do intend to challenge a result that gave Bongo 42% of the vote. The Electoral Commission says former Interior Minister André Mba Obam and opposition leader Pierre Mombundu each received about 25%. Obam says the results are an electoral coup. Mombundu's party is calling on its supporters to resist the outcome. Politicians allied with Mombundu say he's gone into hiding after he was injured when police tear gassed demonstrators following the results. The African Union is calling on Gabonese to show great restraint and abstain from acts that might compromise peace and security. Scott Stearns, VOA News, Dakar.